Now I'm excited to bring on friend of the show, Sway Key. She runs the Motown Accelerator Program, which a really incredible support system for Detroit musicians. Sway, hello. Welcome back to Culture Shift.
Hey, Ryan. Thank you for having me again.
A pleasure to be joined by you. For people that aren't familiar with the Motown Accelerator, we actually had the inaugural musicians from this program perform in studio, something that we simply can't do anymore. So you can go over to WDET.org and search Motown Accelerator on there and check out some of those performances. But Sway, for anyone that's not familiar, give us the lowdown. What is the Motown Accelerator program?
Really quickly, it's a grant and educational initiative out of Detroit. We have amazing partners, Motown Museum, Motown Records, Capitol Records, Techtown Detroit, Generator. And all we want to do is help artists in Detroit level up their careers to the next level and just be breakout artists. So we give them a grant. We give them the accelerator model, 12 weeks of programming. We introduce them to the music industry and we create, you know, concierge rollout plans around whatever they're releasing.
That's very cool. So is there a type of artist that you're seeking out? Someone that sort of fits a formula?
No, I think what we really want to know is who really wants this, who's got that it factor, who we could see literally becoming, you know, a national, international act. So when we listen to applications, we're just listening to the music, then we get to know them through an interview process, and we're just looking for artists that are the real deal.
Who are some of the artists that have been through this program?
So many. Okay, so we've done 2019, 2020. We have 8 alumni so far. We've had Nina, Charity, Caleb, the intern, who's a producer, Asante, who makes Afrobeats. Just in 2020, last year, we had Madeline Grant, Sarah Marie Barron, Be Free, and Curtis Roach. So our roster is amazing. And all of those artists are doing great things, continuing to be in their communities, continuing to make great music here. And now we are looking for more amazing artists for our 2021 program.
Madeline Grant is, we're huge fans of her on the show, and I'm going to play some of her music in just a minute here.
Did you know she just put out another single like last week or something?
Can't really Get good. Out. That's what we're going to play here in a minute. So people can get a little bit of a flavor, a feel for the type of artist that has gone through the Motown Accelerator program. You know, a lot of different type of musicians listen to this show. So for anyone out there, you know, what are you looking for? What's the criteria to be able to apply, and where can they go to submit an application for Motown Accelerator?
Yeah, so criteria-wise, you just need to be 16 and up, an artist or a musician making your own music, and you need to have original content that you can upload to our server. And we're also this year taking in managers. So we have a new management program as part of this new way that we're helping more artists. Traditionally, we take in 4 artists. This year, we're taking in 10 artists, 10 managers. So it's a really big deal. And if you want to be down with all of that, it's really easy to apply. Just your contact information and uploading 2 songs if you're an artist, or if you're interested in the management program, all of the requirements are there. I think you need a resume and something like that. So it's really, really straightforward. And the address to apply is motownaccelerator.com/application.
Well, that's very easy. motownaccelerator.com/application. If anyone wants to apply for this, managers and musicians alike, Sway, we're talking about the logistics of it, but at the end of the day, this program's about supporting on the ground, street level creativity here in Detroit. I mean, what has that meant for you as a musician yourself to be able to kind of honor that legacy of great music in Detroit and find those next talents?
It's been very full circle for me. You know, I was signed to Motown Records in the early 2000s, we'll say mid 2000s. And I was, you know, an R&B singer-songwriter on that roster. So that was a lot of history for me. That was a lot of legacy. And it was great to be a part of that. And 15 years later, now I'm directing this program, still in partnership with the label, only giving artists the tools and the resources and the answers that I needed, you know, but didn't know where to find that information. So it's very sweet for me to be working in this role. And I love that, you know, we are working toward rebuilding that music infrastructure that used to really exist in Detroit and left for a little while, but I really do see that it's coming back. And we want, you know, when people think Detroit, we want them to think classic Motown, yes, but we also want them to think current popping artists that are out there doing it right now, just like everybody else.
Yeah, understanding our history, but creating something new. That's really the most exciting thing about it. That is Sway Key. She runs the Motown Accelerator Program. For any musicians out there, managers too, if you want to apply for this and start learning some more skills, get a leg up in the industry, you can go to motownaccelerator.com/application. Sway, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Ryan.